Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says he's concerned about military suicide rates. He spoke at a stop at Eielson Air Force Base in Fairbanks, Alaska.
I'm mindful of the stress that they're often under, and I'm deeply concerned about the suicide rates, not only here, but across the force.
A report last month from Brown University's Watson Institute found that more than 30,000 active duty personnel and veterans who served post-9/11 have taken their own lives. Austin says that mental health issues deserve the same concern and respect as any other health issues, a message he says that needs to be reinforced among members of the military.
It has to start with removing the stigma attached to mental health issues. Mental health is health, period.
Austin is on a week-long trip to the Indo-Pacific region. School-based COVID vaccine opportunities resume next week in Tennessee after a controversy over how some teens wound up getting their shots. Blake Farmer of member station WPLN reports.
The concerns even played into the firing of Tennessee's vaccine director, who wrote a memo explaining what's allowed in vaccinating teens without parental consent, which varies state to state. Tennessee's health commissioner, Dr. Lisa Piercy, says she stands by the policy, but is trying to be responsive to elected leaders who represent the will of the people, and several want the state to tone down vaccine outreach.
It is our job to educate and encourage and make it accessible and then stop.
But Tennessee is not stopping much of what prompted the dust-up, even vaccinating teens without consent on occasion. The only concrete change is taking down social media posts of vaccinated kids, as Republicans demanded. In the future, Piercy says photos will always include a parent. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
A street skateboarder from Japan has won the first ever Olympic gold medal for skateboarding. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports.
At a skate park built in the neighborhood where he grew up skateboarding, 22-year-old Yuto Horigome rode to victory in the first ever Olympic street skateboarding competition. In the blazing Tokyo heat, Horigome expertly flipped his board in the air, sailed over staircases, and glided on rails. Afterwards, he talked about winning in a city where skateboarding is still considered a renegade hobby. Horigome said practicing in the streets and parks is what made him an Olympic champion. Brazilian Kelvin Hoffler won the silver medal, and Jagger Eaton from Mesa, Arizona said he was stoked to win the bronze. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Tokyo.
In a surprising result, reigning Olympic all-around gymnastic champion Simone Biles has failed to qualify for Olympic finals in the uneven bars. She still qualifies in the beam, floor, all-around, and vault. U.S. swimmers, meanwhile, have won gold and silver. This is NPR. Comedian Jackie Mason, who rose from the Catskills to Broadway, died in Manhattan yesterday. He was 93. Jeff London reports.
He kvetched in a thick Yiddish accent, pointed his finger to emphatically make points, and entertained audiences for decades. Jackie Mason was born in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, to a long line of rabbis and raised in New York City. He became a rabbi himself, but started doing comedy routines at summer resorts in the Catskills. By the early 1960s, he was appearing on television and recording comedy albums. But when Ed Sullivan canceled his contract after thinking Mason had given him the middle finger on the air, Mason's career went into a slump. In the 1980s, Mason brought his one-man show, The World According to Me, to Broadway, where it ran for over 2 years and won the comedian a Tony. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
The last two champions of the U.S. Open golf tournament are now sidelined from Olympic golf competition by positive COVID tests. Spaniard John Rahm tested positive for the second time in 2 months and was knocked out of the games. American Bryson DeChambeau faced the same disappointment a couple of hours before, all on only the second day of competition. Olympic golf begins Thursday. NBC Television's audience for the opening ceremony of the Olympic Games was the smallest since 1988, according to early data from Comcast-owned NBC Universal. Across all platforms, 17 million people tuned in to the opening broadcast. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.